to colleagues for the really excellent statements. I have four things I wanted to point out in response to what I've heard this morning. In response to Nepal, what does stability look like? And I really don't know. Is it that everyone wins at trade? Is it that there are no tariffs and no protectionism? Is it that there are no unilateral measures? There are no disruptions? I don't know what a stable trading system looks like. All I know is that we've never had that in the history of the trading system. So rather than focusing on that quite academic approach to trade, I want us to focus on, we spend so much time discussing trade patterns and too little time looking at solutions and doing better forecasting for us to be able to deal with some of these unstable trade patterns. And I want us to focus a bit more on those interventions and better forecasting and better tools, rather than trying to strive for what this ideal, you know, Ricardian Adam Smith concept of what perfect trade is supposed to be. On the second point, I agree, and everyone in the room has agreed, that trade cannot solve the need for us to build more inclusivity. It very much has to work in concert with domestic policies, flanking policies, broader social goals. So I really want to endorse that. Then on services, we've heard services mentioned quite a bit. I feel that we need to pay a little bit more attention to services in the WTO especially. I think that we have taken our foot off the pedal on services. And there's a whole new dimension of services now that we need to look at. The green transition, the circular economy, environmental goods and services, and where there are opportunities for developing countries, for employment, for gaining new skills, for gaining new markets, for monetizing what they've already always been doing, especially when it comes to the green transition. So I really want us to pay a bit more attention to that. Then the fourth is, I spoke at an event last night on climate change, and I said that sustainability and digitalization are expensive. And I got a bit of pushback from that. I was told, well, you shouldn't say that, because then it will mean that developing countries will not want to invest. But I'm sorry, it is expensive to embrace sustainability when you're a small, vulnerable economy, when you're an LDC. And this is why we need the appropriate financing and investment to be able to help us to do it. And then the final thing is trade policies do have a concrete impact, negative impact sometimes on inclusion. Let's look at some of the carbon border adjustment mechanisms, for example. We know that those are going to have negative implications on MSMEs in developing countries if the appropriate aid for trade is not put in place, if the appropriate training on how to meet and comply with these standards are not put in place. When you disrupt MSMEs in developing countries, you disrupt employment, you disrupt income generation, you possibly lead to irregular migration. So trade policies can have a negative impact on inclusion if the appropriate policies are not put in place to arrest and address the negative implications. Thanks.